Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco as his squad is coming off a wild triple overtime win on the road at Rhode Island. Next up, tall task as they take on the defending national champs, North Dakota State. Before we look ahead, let's look back, coach. It was a wild game up in Rhode Island. You guys find a way. Obviously, the win's the thing, but what did you learn anything about your team through the progress of this game and what they're all about?
I learned a lot. I mean, I learned about the young players on our team and their ability to fight and finish and their conviction. And I learned a lot about our leaders, our leadership on our team, and just their overall desire to win. There's so many life lessons that you can learn in a game like that, in a moment like that. The momentum swings and the emotions, and to be able to remain united and be galvanized by this experience is something that I do think is going to help this young team grow and move forward.
Yeah, that was kind of my next question. Games like this, you know, when things get tough later in the season in different situations, it's really a type of thing you can point back to and say, hey, we found a way, we grounded out, we can do it now too.
Yeah, I think it's like anything really in life. You know, having been in a certain situation before prepares you for other situations down the road. And, to have been through a game like this, to have been able to find a way to battle back, creates a mindset, a belief, a conviction that you're able and capable of doing it again. And then at the end, when things get tight, you know, knowing that you're capable of making the play and impacting the outcome of the game. So there's so many things that go into a game like that. And there's so many plays. That's the thing that's always looking back the most challenging. You're trying to figure out, you know, what momentum plays, you know, really affected the outcome of the game. And there's so many of them. And, you know, they had opportunities early in the game to maybe even, you know, stick a knife in our heart and end it, and we didn't let them. And then we had opportunities later in the game to kind of put them away, and they wouldn't allow us to do that. So the thing went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and then comes down to that last series, and Justice Henley, who kind of got off to a bad start but played a really complete game, he comes up with the interception at the end to win the game. So just in that storyline alone, there's an argument that says keep competing, keep fighting, play the full 60 minutes, and be at your best when it matters the most, and that's at the end. And there's Justice stepping in there, kind of redemption, making the play, ending the game, and securing the victory.
So now, how big of a challenge coming off an emotional roller coaster like that is it to host the number one team and defending national champ in North Dakota State?
Well, there's an awful lot in that statement there. I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, we look at quite often is it home or is it away? You know, so what, regardless of who the opponent is, now obviously going to Fargo is an experience unto itself. But, you know, first of all, coming home is a big deal, you know. So for us to be back at home creates a different kind of a mindset, creates a different type of an atmosphere, a different type of an environment, a different level of comfort, you know, being back at home in the confines of Delaware Stadium with our fan base, which is going to be, you know, very energized. So there's some calm to that, little piece about that. And then you focus in specifically on the opponent. You know, sometimes when you're traveling on the road, you're kind of fighting two demons. You're fighting the environment that you're going to play in, which, again, at Fargo, the Fargo Dome is, you know, the most dominant environment in the country for FCS football. But you're also battling the opponent. So this is a situation where our focus is solely on the opponent, what they're doing, not last year, not the year before, not the last 7 years, you know, but what they're doing now, who they're playing with now, what they've done so far this season. And it changes the dynamics of how you look at it. They are a really good team. They are the number one team in the country, and rightly so. I am a voter on the AFCA National Coaches Poll, and I have voted North Dakota State number one every week since the start of the preseason. But in saying that, again, the focus changes here at home and in the early stages of the season as we start to really learn about their personnel and their strategies here with 2019.
And when you look at the personnel, when you look at them on tape, what are the first things that jump out that make them such a special team and special program?
Well, I've said this for a while about North Dakota State. It's their flawless execution that they execute. And, you know, of course they got good players. Of course they're big and physical. Of course they've got depth. They've got a really good roster in terms of depth at every position. But the thing, you know, that one thing that you got to point at is their execution. It's flawless execution. And they've been doing it for quite some time. They've got answers to most everything that they're seeing on either side of the ball. And when they go to their answers, they execute. And they're the kind of team that, by their style and by their very nature, they make themselves very hard to beat. Now the fact you throw in that talent and that depth, and then it becomes a taller task. So, you know, I very much admire the way that they have played, the way they play. I admire the model that they've been able to put together. You know, we're certainly excited and looking forward to the competition here Saturday afternoon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.